Run for cover. This is Radioactive Sports with superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson.
I take pride in my hair.
Feel that? Radioactive Sports in the afternoon on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Bounces out to Koenig with 3 seconds. He's going to run out of time, and the Blue Devils are the national champions of 2015.
Yeah, they are the champions of collegiate basketball, and no big deal.
Our
just Tyus Jones.
Our Minnesota guy put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. Nail.
Better dead than red.
He killed him with his own two hands, then he threw him in a coffin, nailed it shut, then buried him.
Where are we on building that fence between Minnesota and Wisconsin? I'm so sick of Wisconsin coming over here, dropping anchor babies, taking our jobs.
Anchor babies. I was an anchor baby.
Are you?
I weighed about 700 pounds.
The size of an anchor.
Yeah, I was. That's what I mean. Tyus Jones. What?
Yeah, he's good.
19 points in the second half alone.
He's real good.
He was running the show last night.
Real good.
He took over. My guy?
Yeah, your guy's terrible.
Devil?
He's awful.
Hey, I want Cat now.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I do.
Seriously?
Yeah. He looked horrible.
He was horrible.
Dude was horrible. Devil was horrible. Yeah, Okafor was horrible. I don't want him here.
Yeah,
Okafor was
say
horrible.
His name. How about having a guy, your best guy, the best guy in your team the entire season? And I thought it was funny at the end of the game, too, saying, you know, he didn't necessarily say these exact words, but basically alluded to it, saying, I carried these guys the entire season, and when I had a little bit of problem, these guys, put me in
all season long.
Come on,
yeah, you know what? You see how he was standing all the way at the back of the pack when the presentation was going on? He was embarrassed. He was embarrassed. He came in and actually had a nice little spurt of a couple possessions where he was tough under the basket and made a couple late buckets.
Yeah, just a couple because he only had 10 points.
How stupid were those fouls? How dumb were those fouls? I mean, the big man beats him. The tank beats him on a couple spin moves down low. And he reaches in like a sixth grader.
Yeah.
I mean, he beat you. Just let him have it. It's a layup.
Can't
don't get the
defense.
Foul.
Can't play defense. I'm going to ask you coming up here in 4.5 questions about how you need to grovel and kiss my feet because I've been right all along. Yeah. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Well, you did.
How do you feel when you have the best player on your team, supposedly, your team leader in scoring and being the best player on the team, having to sit on the bench for the final part of the game because you're worried that Wisconsin's going to foul him, send him to the free throw line, and he's not going to be able to make any because
he's
awful.
So they have to foul. You know that. So they inbound the ball to Tyus Jones, and they have to foul him. He's the second best percentage shooting free throws of any freshman in the country, second best in the country.
You called it, I want to say, 2 or 3 weeks ago, saying he's going to be named the most valuable player. What's this most outstanding player crap?
The outstanding of the Final Four, but also I think he got outstanding of the 2015 tournament.
Yeah.
All of the teams.
But most outstanding, why not just say most valuable? I mean, why do you have to be different? I mean, so you're making him the mop? That's what it stands for, the mop? Most outstanding player? How about that three with the guy with the Wisconsin guy in his face on the steal a dagger? I mean, he has cojones.
Unbelievable. I mean, that kid just stepped up and said, no one else is going to take charge. Big man's been sitting over there for 15, 20 minutes of this half. I mean, I may as well step up to the plate because no one's doing. I'll tell you the other freshman, though. The kid from Mississippi or from Jacksonville?
Grayson.
Was it
Grayson
Florida?
Allen.
Or
Florida. Grayson Allen, he has the highest vertical of anybody else on Duke.
37 inches. I couldn't believe it, but you can see it. See it when he goes to the rim.
Another guy that has absolutely no fear. None
at all whatsoever. And I can't see those two guys, Tyus Jones and that kid, coming out after this year. Can you?
Bob says, he said, I will stake my claim on the fact Tyus Jones is coming out. He'll be a lottery pick, according to Bob Sansevier, the show on before us.
Well, he's fantastic, but I don't know about that.
I
don't know if he's physically, jeez, I mean, he's so good and he's fearless, and that's the bottom line. I mean, that could be like another modern day Isaiah Thomas, I guess, that kind of body and that kind of mentality, I suppose, but
I don't know. I think Bob was saying that the Timberwolves should trade back. If they get the first or second pick, back and get Tyus
Jones. If he did,
I
think
know,
he's going back,
man,
for one more. With another freshman, they should both do one more year and come on out. Man, that kid is good, though. I mean, he's good enough to be a lottery pick.
But
though,
if you're going to lose, if you're Duke.
I've never heard Kenny talk that way or Barkley talk the way they talked about him last night.
Isn't it great? How many times did you hear Apple Valley, Minnesota, high school native, high school student, former high school student, Apple Valley, Tyus Jones?
Unbelievable. Front cover of Sports Illustrated.
He's the front cover of
front
Sports
cover.
Illustrated.
Front cover for the win.
Love that guy.
I mean, dude, he was, I mean, we interviewed him quite a few times, as you know, last year. He was down with us a couple times live from, I think it was old Chicago. In Apple Valley, he sat down there. His mother sat down there, right across from us, at a table. And Tyus sat between Bob and I, and did the show with us the whole show. Well, about an hour of the show, and so polished, so incredibly polished in terms of how he handles himself, how he conducts himself with media, and his answers. And he's never going to throw anyone under the bus. Okafor. He did last
We're
night.
We're saying his
way.
Name now. By
yeah,
the way,
it doesn't matter. Just, it doesn't matter. I don't want him.
Don't care.
Oh, my God. He looked like a slouchback pony last night. He looked like a slouchback pony.
It's so funny because I've been on your rear end for the last 2.5 weeks to say, dude, Okafor is not the guy we want here for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
He's not.
He's not the guy, and I'll tell you this reason, this reason.
I'm
and
always
you didn't
this
believe
way.
Me. You never believe
I
me.
I came in when Teddy Bridgewater lit me up, and I said the next day, I owe everyone an apology for talking about Bridgewater the way I have been. I owe everyone an apology for pining for Okafor. It's perfectly safe to say it today, guys. Gals, you can say Tyus Jones ahead of him. I mean, that kid's a ball player.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can go NBA, but geez.
But at the same time, we talk about Cardale Jones, size. 12 gauge, the quarterback, the third string quarterback for Ohio State, who came in and won the three biggest games for Ohio State at the end of the year. I thought he should go into the NFL draft because his stock is never going to be higher. And so, as much as I want Tyus Jones to get his education, and I think he should stay in school, when is his stock ever going to be this high again? He is the face.
Done everything. He's done everything already.
The March Madness tournament. I mean, Frank Kaminsky, who? Okafor, who? My guy, Kaminsky, from Kentucky, who?
I think Kaminsky actually kind of choked a little bit last night, too.
Well, Kaminsky had a pretty good game, though. I want to say, what did he say?
When it counted, though, down the stretch, I don't think he was the guy that I was expecting him to be. Not that he hadn't done that every single game leading into this one.
But he had to do it all himself because where was Decker last night? Decker. Gone. Because Winslow was covering him, and Winslow is a beast, another freshman for Duke.
I'm telling you. What a game, though. I mean, I thought Wisconsin gave him an incredible game. I thought it was a great game until about the last 2 minutes, and then it was the Tyus Jones show. The kid is that good. I mean, I'm telling you, even when he was in the game, before the foul trouble, he was missing layup after layup. He missed like three gimme layups. He had crap up his neck.
Who?
Okafor.
Yeah. No, I know.
He choked. Yeah. He choked. He couldn't figure it out last night,
so
man.
Earnest.
The moment was too big.
It was the same thing with against Utah when they double-teamed him with big guys. It was the same thing against Gonzaga when they double-teamed him with Arvydas Sabonis.
But I mean, clearly, I saw the one game that he was pretty good. I saw San Diego State. I saw him play San Diego State.
And you were arguing for Okafor the whole time.
Well, he had a pretty good game.
Against San Diego State, of course he is. The guy's come up to his nipples. That's it.
Okay.
Going against the college player of the year, the Naismith Award winner.
I don't think that any Division I program or anything else is going to have guys that are that short. And no, they were big guys. The guy had a better game. That's all, but he proved himself last night by not showing what he really has in the tank when it comes to pressure, handling, dealing with pressure in the big moments. And you want to talk about cool as a cucumber? Tyus Jones is ice. He is smooth. He does nothing. You can't see it on his face. You certainly can't see it in the way he plays. He's so quick and he's smooth and agile. Great passes, never turns the ball over. Great free throw shooter. Great outside shooter. Takes it to the rim, slashes, makes all of it. He was incredible last night. I mean, am I really watching this kid?
Mm-hmm. Frank Kaminsky played all but 1 minute last night.
He looked tired.
43% field goal shooting, which was not a good night for him. 50% from three-point range. 83% free throw shooting, 12 rebounds, 21 points.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's a really good game for Frank Kaminsky against your guy.
I just thought in the moment.
I'm going to say your guy. I'm always going to say your guy because I'm going to rub your face into it.
Yeah, well, I'll take it.
Frank Kaminsky crushed Jahlil Okafor last night.
He killed him.
Yet if Jahlil Okafor will still be a top 2-3 pick, well, Kaminsky will be in the teens
probably. He's got a long ways to go.
Why is it, though, that Jahlil Okafor will then be taken at the top of the draft and Frank Kaminsky will be taken in the 10s or the teens?
I can't imagine why. I mean, I know he's physically more mature, probably, Okafor being a freshman. I mean, in terms of basketball IQ, I think that Frank is a much more mature player, obviously. I think that he would go ahead of Okafor, especially after last night and being the Naismith Player of the Year. And he shoots from outside so well.
So
he
good.
Really does shoot outside very well. He's a very soft 3-point shot for a big man. But
fun to watch too.
Great footwork.
Leaves his heart on the court.
Yeah, he can
blood and guts. Team leader.
Dribble. He can actually do something with the ball on the floor.
How about his mom though? You see his mom?
Missed that.
She's not attractive. Not that mom's.
Well, that's mean. That is so mean, man.
She looks like a Muppet.
Why? Why would you say that?
I don't know.
You had to bring that up. Sorry. Because you hate Wisconsin people. Is she from Wisconsin?
Is Frank from there? Kaminsky's hometown is Lyle, Illinois.
Oh.
7 feet tall, 234 pounds, and a really good game last night.
He played well. I just thought in the moment down the stretch, I think he was tired, quite frankly.
Oh, I would imagine he was tired.
He was really super tired.
At what point in the game last night, though, were you obviously watching the TV, and did you stop going, oh, my God, I think Wisconsin might win this deal?
That never stopped.
Yeah.
That never was over for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I clearly thought they could come back even in the last 2 minutes. It was like 6 points, and I thought, well, they can drain 2 threes pretty quick with a minute and a half. And they just, you want to talk about living up to, they didn't have a defensive mindset to live up to, but Duke played defense down the stretch. Those freshman kids were all over them.
Mm-hmm. No Jahlil Okafor either.
Yeah.
They put Harrison on Kaminsky, and they shut him down.
Yeah.
With Kaminsky being guarded by Jahlil Okafor, he scored 21 points. So that's the thing. And then Bo Ryan after the game,
how many did Okafor have?
Okafor had 10.
Oh.
10 points.
I had two. I knew.
Then after the game, Bo Ryan saying, oh, the refs. The refs.
Well, I guess they let him play pretty physical last night. They let him bang a little bit last night.
Good.
I mean, I'm fine with that. And
good.
The championship game, I mean, let him go, right?
Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah. He's horrible.
Please.
I don't think he's even in the lottery. He shouldn't be in the lottery. I don't think he should be in the
Jahlil
lottery.
Jahlil Okafor.
Honestly, someone could pick that kid up real cheap, free agent. Like a free agent.
He's got a 97 scout grade. First on the ESPN list of top 100 players.
For as young as he is, he's got a lot of skill. He's got a lot of growing up to do. I can see that right now. Athletically speaking, too. Like, he's not nearly polished enough to be NBA, like, you know, royalty. I mean, they talk about him like he's going to go into the NBA and then just become a great center.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. Not what we saw last night.
Mm-mm.
A Kaminsky, given a year or two. I mean, could be maybe a dominant player in the
he
NBA.
He reminds me more of
like a Dirk?
A bruising, a guy that really, honest to God, cares of Kevin Love.
I don't compare him at all to Kevin Love.
Well,
I just see so much more. That doesn't come to mind to me.
He's going
to
be a double-double machine. That's what Kevin Love does.
Well,
he's going to score points. He's going to grab rebounds. He can hit three-pointers. However, he plays defense, he runs the court, he's a team leader.
He was dishing the ball off last night, too.
I like Frank Kaminsky a lot and would draft him for the Minnesota Timberwolves unless, I mean, if the Timberwolves, if what happens in the NBA draft lottery to the Timberwolves, which seems to happen every single year, where we should get the number one or number two pick and we end up getting number five, I want Frank Kaminsky.
Oh, I'll take that.
He'll be
guy.
There.
No trouble.
Otherwise, there's some
no
guy
trouble.
Named Motsingas Pazingas or something like that.
Okay. Well,
I don't want.
I don't know what that is.
What if
Okafor lands right in our lab? I mean, say that.
He's going to.
Say Town is gone, obviously, and we get the next pick, and it's.
He's going to. He's going to. That's what's going to happen. The Minnesota
So we're jinxing ourselves by getting Okafor now. Of course we are.
But at the same time, wouldn't you take him?
No.
I don't want him at all.
I don't even want him after last night.
And I feel like I'm being overly
it's
sensitive
it's
about
probably
it.
Too much. But the guy had a bad game last night. He shows his age. He reveals that he's a kid out of high school. That kind of pressure either breaks you in that situation or or you flourish like Tyus Jones.
But
did.
You see what I'm talking about when I said that Jahlil Okafor is just it seems uncoordinated almost.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with
he's
you.
He's lazy.
I don't know if he's lazy, but he's not in very good shape. I just think he doesn't move very well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you can play for Coach K if you're lazy. I don't think so.
But he plays a lazy game is what I mean.
Oh, yeah? He's lackadaisical in the way he moves. He's just not dynamic. He's not explosive. Anyway, well, unless he dunks. Big deal. Anyone that close to the rim ought to be able to dunk.
Anyone 7 feet tall should be dunking all the time.
Yeah, I would think so. Are we going to talk to We're going to have to talk about Duke again, and then the Wild?
Duke or the Wild? I mean, it's two big games last night. The Wild won their, lost their third straight game.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All three at home, by the way. They could have clinched a playoff berth last night. They didn't do it.
Well.
Now they go out on the road. They play at Chicago tonight, at Nashville Thursday, at St. Louis on Saturday to wrap up the season. Where do you see a win there? I'm not really sure. So we'll talk about both of those coming up.
You can call and talk with us, too. 651-989-9105. You can call the show anytime you want and add whatever you want to add to the program. 651-989-9105 to Radioactive Sports. Come on back next. It's Duke / the Wild. We're going to talk about them.
Back to Radioactive Sports. The superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Tyus, how did you do that? Down the stretch, this big a stage, how did you handle it like that?
My teammates and the coaching staff, they've given me confidence, and they've believed in me and trusted in me all year. And there's never been a moment where, you know, they doubt me. And it was just, they trusted me, you know, to make a play. And that's the biggest thing, you know, about this team is we never want to let, you know, one another down.
You talk about a kid that is both dominant but yet unselfish at the same time. I mean, that kid is like the perfect player. No one was really hitting anything. No one was, except for the other freshman. Help me out with his name. Grayson?
Yep. Grayson Allen.
I mean, Tyus Jones took that game over at the end by himself, and Coach K even came out later on and said, you know, we just let him be Tyus. You know, we said, you know, just run this and be Tyus. And take it, do with it what you want to, but here's our set. And the kid just started launching. And everything was going in.
Yeah.
I guess he's been doing that all season long. Obviously, we don't see Duke basketball every week.
A lot of it plays on ESPN, but yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're more concerned with following the Gophers and the Wild and the Timberwolves and things like that. We have to talk about that every single day on the radio.
Yes.
But Tyus Jones, Mike Krzyzewski loves him. Did you hear what he said? He sent him a text message. It was last year during the Final Four of the March Madness tournament when they lost, and Tyus sent him, Mike Krzyzewski, a note saying via text, "This won't happen again next year, coach."
He lived up to his word. I mean, that kid is so confident and not cocky. We've talked with him. You and I both have talked with him extensively on the air about basketball and about where he was going to go before anyone knew what he was going to do. He had it narrowed down to like three, like Kansas, Baylor, Duke, and Michigan State, I think. And of course, he went on to pick Duke. And we walked all the way through all that experience with him.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother.
And I begged him several times to go to the University of Minnesota. And if we ever get a chance to talk to him again, because now he's obviously wrapped in the shroud that is Duke University.
Can you imagine?
But at the same time,
how many people are tugging at him right now for an interview?
Oh, I can't even imagine. But here's the question that I would say. Tyus Jones, my man, you just won a national championship with Duke. Your best friend, Jahlil Okafor, is going to the NBA draft. You may or may not be going to the NBA draft. I wouldn't disagree with you if that's what you decided to do. But a lot of your teammates are going to leave from Duke. How about you come back home? Think about the reaction KG got when he came back home. Think about the reaction that LeBron James got when he went back home. It's time to come home, Tyus.
And what would you say if he said, looked up at you and said, You're right. Maybe I should go back to Minnesota.
Then that would be the first time I've ever kissed another man on the lips.
That would be so worth it to get that kid to come back here. And Okafor, you're a disgrace there at Duke. You should follow your friend to the University of Minnesota.
You're so bad. Come play for the Gophers, please.
Play for the Gophers. But I mean, Tyus can't do it without you.
He did it without him last night.
But those two. But I'm talking about something that's inseparable. They're friends. They are like, we're gonna go somewhere to school together, and we're gonna have fun, and we're gonna play basketball, and that's what we do. I don't think Tyus would go anywhere without the big man.
Well, likewise. Well, it's going to happen. It's part of growing up. I mean, they both can't be drafted by the same team, but what happens if you do a two-for-one deal?
I mean, college.
You could do a two-for-one deal. Somebody was tweeting me the other day saying, well, how can we get rid of Rubio and Peck and then get somebody in here like the guy from the center from Kentucky and then get in Russell Westbrook or D'Angelo Russell from Ohio State? How about getting both Okafor and Tyus Jones?
Get the Tank in here or Cat.
Yeah.
And get a little Tyus Jones in here.
Yeah.
Talk about smooth. He reminds me of someone. He reminds me of someone from the past in the NBA. I'm not sure if it's Maurice Cheeks.
Excuse me?
I said Maurice Cheeks.
Yeah.
The 76ers. Mm-hmm. He reminds me of him somehow. I don't know why. Or Dennis Johnson from the Celtics. Somewhat like him as well. Mm. Yeah, a little bit. But a cool customer. I mean, the kid is just unflappable. So impressed. Did everything. Some of those shots to the hoop where he got fouled and he followed through somehow and kept his hand on the ball and just kind of lifted it on his last effort. Yeah, and it went in. It just swished.
Grayson Allen, though, going to be the next Duke villain because Duke, obviously, like the Yankees, like the New England Patriots, they always seem to win. And they always seem to have that villain on the team. Grew up a Duke fan, native of Jacksonville, Florida. Cut from his varsity team in high school as a freshman. As a senior, averaged 23 points a game. Graduated with a 4.2 GPA. Served as a student government vice president. He's a world-class dunker. 37-inch vertical. In Duke's first six ACC games, Allen played a total of 17 minutes. All season, averaged 4 points a game. Had 16 last night. With Jahlil Okafor on the bench, it was the Tyus Jones-Grayson Allen show. Two freshmen. Two teensy-weensy little freshman guys.
They were pretty little. They looked so little out there on the floor. I mean, the Wisconsin guys were pretty good size. All the way across. And then you had, with Okafor out, we can say it now. I mean, it looked like a high school team taking on a college team. Yeah. It kind of did.
Coach K jokingly refers to Grayson Allen as an a-hole. Yeah, well, because he's just a dog in practice. He's just up in everybody's business. He practices like it's game time.
I love it.
Which is what coaches love.
That's exactly what you're looking for. He really did say that.
He frequently tweets from the Bible under the hashtag VOTD, which is verse of the day. Got a pretty cute little girlfriend. He's an interesting character. I love that guy. Underdog. He's an underdog.
He's a roughneck, too.
He's an underdog playing for the biggest beast of a college basketball program there is in the United States of America.
Coach K said last night up on the stage, he said, we have all the confidence in the world. All these guys have all the confidence in the world in Grayson. And we had to have him tonight because we got in some pretty big foul trouble, so we put him in.
Duke playing with eight guys. Had to drop one guy because there was he was ineligible because of academic fraud or something like that. I'm not even sure. But they played with eight guys with scholarships, and that's it. And they went all the way, and they won the damn game.
Eight is enough.
Eight is enough. How about those Minnesota Wild, though? We thought, you know, oh, my God, we've got the Wild have five games at home before they go on the road, finish three games out on the road. They're going to wrap this thing up, secure a clinch a playoff spot last night by beating Winnipeg. We can beat Winnipeg.
Sure.
Instead, they lost 2-0. And the worst part of it all is the two players with Minnesota ties were the ones that helped the Winnipeg Jets win last night. Blake Wheeler, he's from Plymouth. Drew Stafford, he attended Shattuck St. Mary's in Faribault. They each had a goal. Just completely upsetting. I mean, what's happening here? Everybody was laughing at me when I said they have 4 days off. That's going to ruin the mojo.
I was not saying that. I was not saying that. I was like, can they keep this momentum thing alive by taking four? Because they've been giving it everything they've got nonstop since the All-Star break, essentially. I mean, they've been doubling up and then every other day. Doubling up like two nights in a row and then like every other day for a couple months. They got a four-day rest break. And I thought this could, it reminds me so much of bye weeks and the kinds of things that I had to go through when I was playing football. And it can kill a vibe. If you finish on a good note, it can kill it. And I asked the question of all the guys that I think are in the know, you, Jim Rich, all those guys. And they said, no, they'll be fine.
Say they'd be fine.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did.
It was Jim Rich.
I was worried about it.
And I thought so too. I thought this can go away pretty quick now. It gives you too much time to think, and that's the problem. You start getting, and you also start getting a little high on yourself. Oh, we have plenty of games left. We'll just float on in there. We'll float in there.
After consecutive wins 8 days before Monday, the Wild team, the talk of the NHL. They were ranked number one in power rankings. We were talking about that last week across North America.
I'm guessing that's true.
Las Vegas said they had the third best chance of winning the entire shebang, the whole Stanley Cup playoffs.
Jeez.
Yesterday. They were playing with too much emotion, Coach Mike Yost said.
That's what it was.
Hurting themselves with unnecessary penalties, two roughing penalties, one on the Jets scored the game winner on, one elbowing penalty, and then zero goals. The Wild were shut out for the first time since November 6th. And their lead over Winnipeg, who they played last night, shriveled to 2 points. 2 points!
I'm not saying that can't happen. I mean, we saw the first game when KG was back. with the Timberwolves, and there was too much emotion. For like the first 10, 15, 20 minutes, we were there for the first half. They were all over the place because they were running and gunning so high they couldn't make a shot. Then they came back and they beat Washington by about 20 points. And it can mess you up. I mean, it can take you out of rhythm. You know, it can take you out of rhythm. I'm not saying that that's exactly what happened, but if Yo said, look, we're so jacked up, we're not handling the puck right, I can understand that. I could.
He's going to get fired.
He's going to get fired.
He's going to get fired.
He's put in too much time here.
He's going to get fired. If they lose the last three games and somehow find themselves outside of the playoffs.
I worry about him getting. I think he'll get in the playoffs. But I worry
about.
But
if he doesn't.
I worry about what's going to happen in the playoffs. That is the other tale.
But here's the best part about the Minnesota Wild. In the way that they're in positioned right now. They play the best with their backs against the wall. And lately, they've played their best on the road. Their best hockey on the road. They've won 10 straight road games. Their backs are against the wall. They're playing on the road again tonight, back-to-back game. They're in Chicago tonight, and then they have to play Nashville and St. Louis.
Right.
I still think they can. They just need to pull out one game. One game.
I don't like their chance to go back to St. Louis and get something done there. I really don't. We're going to do 4.5 questions, though. That's up next. I don't know what he's got planned.
I have questions.
Try not to get too emotional. Everyone out there listening, try not to get too emotional, and we can get through these. Four questions and a half question. I have no idea what the idiot's got for me.
Excuse me?
The idiot.
The who?
The idiot.
Who's that?
That'd be you. Now, let that be a lesson to you.
Okay.
We'll come on back at Radioactive Sports.
This was not a game that we lost because they weren't excited to play or they didn't want to win or they weren't ready to put in everything they needed to do. It's just making sure that you're controlling all those emotions that are such a big part of winning and losing this time of year.
I could have been a contender.
Yeah, but you got to play. You got to actually try and participate and have to go to practice on time. And wow, it's the year of the goat. Go Cubs. Superstar Mike Morris back with Ben Holson. We are Radioactive Sports. We're at a place in the show that we like to call 4.5 questions. Ben Holson has come up with four questions and a halfie that he throws in at the end, and I'm supposed to try and make the best of it.
You do a pretty good job most of the time.
I don't know. And by the way, I don't want to take back the idiot thing.
No, you don't.
I just think that was probably uncalled for.
I think your emotions were running too high and you just didn't know what you were doing. It's all right. It happens to you all the time. I'm just so glad that you're now sleeping on a MyPillow. Because you've been getting the best night's sleep in your life.
Yeah.
And so you will stop being such a giant jackass to me every day.
I'm done. You can do the show by yourself.
Okay. Now. I'll ask myself the question. Question one, Ben.
What do you think, Ben?
Hey, Ben. The Wild have now just lost three games in a row. We're just talking about this last break. All of them at home here in St. Paul. When all they needed to do was win last night, they could clinch their third straight playoff appearance. The team played too emotionally, according to Coach Mike Yeo. You just heard him say it there. The Wild outshot in the first period, then regained the upper hand in shots in the second and third. But of the last three losses, Doobie Doobie Doo has allowed two goals in regulation. That's not awful, but it's not as dynamic as he's played before. The power play, third worst in the NHL, just 1 week after being ranked number one in the power rankings. Vegas giving them the Wild the third best odds to win it all. There's this little panic from the broadcaster in me. Though Mike Yeo insists, well, he says this.
I'm not worried.
He's not worried.
He just now said that.
He's not worried. But Soup, admit it. The Wild play their best hockey on the road with their backs to the wall. Do you expect a win tonight in Chicago? That'll seal all the deal. Everybody will be fine. Wild fans, get them off the ledge. Or is it going to come Thursday in Nashville? Or is it going to come Saturday in Detroit? Or is it Saturday in St. Louis? Or is it not going to come at all? And are you?
I'm not worried.
Are you worried?
No, I'm worried. I mean, I don't know where Mike can even come close to saying that he's not worried. Of course you have to be worried about the way you go into the playoffs. It's the way you go in. You have to go in with some momentum like they have been. I mean, I like their chances about as good against Chicago as anything. Lately, Chicago's just not been the same. I like that might be the team that they have the number of, based on this season, a little bit different than last. But the kind of series they gave them last year, too, in the playoffs, I think that now maybe this is the year that we can kick the door down and walk through. I think Chicago might be the team that you want right now to get things kind of sewn up and into the playoffs.
It's the year of the cat.
It is the year of the cat, because it sure as hell is not the year of the devil.
Yeah. Question two, the Vikings top 30 event begins today. meaning the team bringing in their top 30 draft choices, including included in them, Nebraska's Randy Gregory. He's had multiple failed drug tests. He's a pothead for weed. Michigan State cornerback Trey Waynes, another player likely to visit during the top 30 event, among others. As much as you and I want Trey Waynes to be the Vikings pick at number 11, you know as well as I do that general manager Dick Springfield's track record is trading back and accumulating picks. He likes to have 10 selections. Right now, the Vikings have 7. The Vikings were high, no pun intended, on Randy Gregory before the defensive beast failed a drug test at the combine because he's an idiot. At what point in the first round would you be comfortable taking Randy Gregory if the Vikings trade back to get him? If he really is that high on their draft board and they're really that high on him, notice I'm saying high a lot because he's wasted. What point, where do you feel comfortable with the Minnesota Vikings drafting Randy Gregory in the first round?
I can't see myself being comfortable with a player like that in the first round, period. I mean, he won't put down the dope. You got to put down the damn dope. No more hemp for you. I can't see it. I don't know. The answer is nowhere in the first round.
One more positive test. He's suspended easily, for 4 games.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Another positive test.
He's right on the edge
for the year.
I mean, we get the old Irvin Santana bit if we get this kid and he gets caught doing something in training camp for the first test, and it would be tested right as you enter training camp. Here's a kid that knows where and when and how long it's in your system, and he still gets caught. Was it before Combine?
He got tested. He tested positive at Combine.
Combine.
But he also tested positive twice in Nebraska.
Yeah, so where the coaches, here's a kid that doesn't care.
The coaches finally said, stop testing him because he's just going to test positive,
yeah,
and we're going to be out without our best defensive player, and we need him.
Well, I don't think he's going to learn anytime soon, do you? I don't. I can't take a chance on that in the first round. You get a lot of money at stake.
But what happens if we send Brad Childers down there and he looks him in the eyes? Brad Childress looked Percy Harvin in the eyes.
Yep, and saw that big smile.
Yeah.
Percy smiled back at him.
Just like George W. Bush looked Putin in the eyes.
Yeah.
Anytime you look at anybody in the eyes, they'll tell you the truth. I don't know if you know
sure
that or not.
Yeah.
They're telling the God's honest truth, and so that means you have to trust them.
Well.
So what happens if we send Brad Childress down there, Randy Gregory looks him in the eye and says, I'm done with the dope.
Why would we send Brad Childress down there?
Because he's the truth seeker.
The Chiefs? Yeah, he is the truth seeker, isn't he? For the Chiefs, though. You don't want this guy in the first round. That's my answer.
No, I mean,
you can't take it. There's no safe place spending that kind of money. Even 32nd in the first round is too much money to take and place on a guy like
even
that.
Even to trade back up and go get him
is a
guy that's just dropping.
Yeah, he's a great athlete. He's a super football player. I don't know how you could take a chance. He's going to be sitting on the bench serving suspension after suspension. He's going to be, Josh Gordon, rather.
Mm.
How can you live with that? He's not on the field.
Yeah. Question 3, 4.5 questions. I was so optimistic about the Twins this season until last Friday when the news came crashing down of Irvin Santana and his 80-game suspension for PED use. That was always fun. Then after watching yesterday's opening day in Detroit, yielded only 5 hits for our guys, no runs, while Detroit hit 2 bombs off our best pitcher to win the game 4-0. I know it's only the first game of the season, and as a Minnesota sports fan, we've been used, abused, beat down, let down through the years by every imaginable franchise in town. Last week we were talking like the Twins would finish around 500, and as of yesterday, I'm feeling 90 losses again. How long is it going to take for the franchise to throw in the towel, move some of the veterans for assets while turning the team over to the young guns the way the Houston Astros have done? Because guess what? We're rebuilding. And I don't think the Minnesota Twins have come to that conclusion in the last 4 years. And that's why they continue. I mean, we talked to Brandon Warren yesterday who said, instead of the young guys, bringing the young guys in, they're bringing these low to no ceiling veteran guys. Mike Pelfrey, Jordan Schaefer, they are who you thought they were. And you let them off the hook.
You got to crown them. Crown their ass. You're right. You're totally right. I mean, I've been asking for the new guys anyway. I've been saying, probably the wrong thing, but I've been saying Buxton, Sano, Alex Meyer.
But are they doing this because those guys aren't ready?
Apparently not.
And so come trade deadline.
I always ask that question too. I'm like, what is ready? And of course it's at the plate. I mean, Mike Berardino completely explained that for me, and it is that big of a deal mentally at the plate. You would think that a ball player would be able to make connection with a baseball. For me, that's what it is. Is can you make connection with a baseball, and do you know the game well enough to be able to play off the pitcher?
And then handle the rigors of the game of playing 162 games and the travel and here and there and this and playing every day.
I think if you got it, you got it.
I hope so. I mean, the Twins.
But they are not going in that route. They're going with a bunch of mediocrity that has done its time in Major League Baseball, but they are not, they're not gifted special in any way. They're blue collar. They're blue collar guys. You always know what you're going to get with them. They're reliable. They'll give you solid numbers, but they're not going to light the place up.
Mark my words. Twins are going to be terrible by the trading deadline. There will be a fire sale for some of the guys, and you'll see the young kids up the rest of the way.
Well, here's the deal, though. But you thought going in, before the Santana thing happened,
yeah,
that they were going to look pretty good. Yeah. And sort of Schmaltz several other, I would call them experts.
Yeah.
They thought they'd be close to 500. Mm-hmm. But you see Phil Hughes not come off and start well. You see Santana, you get him benched for 80.
Well, Phil Hughes had a pretty decent game yesterday. Threw two cutters, though, that were jacked for home runs. Well, and he made two mistakes.
They took him downtown, yeah. Bang.
And you can't make mistakes against the Detroit Tigers. They're just so good.
They're
so
good.
Powerful. Question 4, Apple Valley's Tyus Jones named the most outstanding player for last night's championship game. While our guy, Duke center Jahlil Okafor, we're saying the name now because we don't want anything to do with
him. It's not our guy. You said our guy.
Your guy. I said your guy. I didn't say our guy. He's your guy.
You said our guy, and it's not my guy
either. You've been arguing me for the last 2 weeks.
Like, I don't want that guy.
Well, he's always going to be your guy because you argued with me, and it was so disappointing.
I don't want him.
Anyway, he sat on the bench in foul trouble near the end of the game. He also sat out because he's a liability when it comes to free throw shooting. I've been telling you that for a long time, but your guy...
Is he the one that he shot?
Yeah, awful. Your guy, Duke center, Jahlil Okafor, outplayed by Frank Kaminsky when my guy, Kentucky center, wasn't the game before.
Well, talk to all the people out there about my guy, Tyus Jones.
At what point are you going to get out of your head and just admit the fact that I'm right when it comes to basketball, and I've known what I've been talking about when it comes to Kentucky Wildcats and their center should be the Minnesota Timberwolves draft pick and not your guy, Jahlil Okafor? At what point are you going to come to the fact and say, Ben, you were right. I want Kentucky Wildcat guy on the Timberwolves, and I was wrong. I was stupid. Is there anything I can do to beg for your forgiveness? When are you going to do
that? I know where, when, and how. I know exactly where, when, and how.
Now would be a good time.
I can do it either formally where I want this to happen, or I can do it right now. Number one, you are absolutely right about let's call him Cat. Continue to call him Cat because we want him in the draft. And Okafor just he sucks ass. So you're right. Completely right. And you also said that you were right about everything in college basketball. I don't know about that, but we'll talk about it when you're buying steak and lobster. So, at the table, you can tell me how good you are about college basketball.
I don't think I said, and if I did, I was wrong. I don't think I ever said that I was the end-all, be-all when it comes to college basketball.
You just
When it comes to the fact of who I want on the Minnesota Timberwolves and is an NBA mind when it comes to the Timberwolves, just trust me. I know what I'm talking about.
There's no question. And I didn't really even see Cat play that much. I saw him play a little bit against Notre Dame. I saw him play a little bit against Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Two good games.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you're completely right.
Thank you, buddy. What was that again?
You're completely right. And you can buy steak and lobster, and I'm certainly hoping that you can find a fine establishment to do that soon. We're going to take a little break, though. Adrian Peterson met with Father Goodell. His dad apparently has to go and answer to some questions from Roger Goodell. Says he's an A-plus father himself.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian Peterson said
best.
He's A-plus. A for Adrian, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
And a plus for a switch. You put two switches together, it makes a plus sign.
No, he's hit him once, and then plus another one, two, plus another one, three. He's a plus guy. Anyway,
Adrian's just not testicles.
Sorry about that. You know what? Daddy loves you. All that next. Radioactive Sports.